everyone, and welcome back to our Business Mentoring Podcast, where meaningful conversation meets mindful entrepreneurship. I'm your host today, Diana Maria Georgescu, and in today's episode, we have a special guest. We're diving into a conversation that bridges two worlds, the strategic and the spiritual. My guest, Mel, here, has spent over 20 years in PR, marketing, and communication strategy, but what truly sets her apart is the way she's integrated mindfulness, soul, and self-awareness into her work with entrepreneurs and creators. In this episode, we'll talk about the turning point that led Mel to transform her approach, what it really means to humanize branding, and how we can move from polished images to authentic presence. We'll explore branding not just as business, but as a mirror to who we are inside. Whether you're building a personal brand, leading a team, or simply seeking deeper alignment between your work and your truth, this episode will leave you inspired and activated. So take a break and tune in and let's go. Today, we welcome Mel, a visionary mentor, spiritual guide, and communication expert with over 20 years of experience in brand strategy, public relations, and the art of human connection. After years of leading campaigns across Europe, particularly in Spain, in sectors such as tourism, cruises, and medical services, Mel's path organically evolved into one of deep inner work. For the past 8 years, she has been integrating meditation, conscious self-discovery, and holistic awareness into everything she's offered. From personal brand mentoring to even spiritual coaching. She's the founder of the Meditation Academy and the voice behind transformative projects like the One Talk podcast and Totuna Digital Magazine, which aim to bring light, clarity, and authenticity into the heart of human expression. Today, she'll share with us how authenticity rooted in spiritual practice can become the cornerstone of a timeless personal brand. Let's dive into this rare conversation with clarity when clarity meets soul. Welcome, Mel, to our Business Mentoring Podcast.
I'm so happy to be here, Diana. I feel like the beginning of something new, so I'm very grateful for being here. Thank you very much.
Thank you for accepting our invitation. Now, let's start with your professional background. You've worked in PR and marketing across industries like tourism and medical services, right? So, yep. What was the turning point that made you bring mindfulness and soul into your strategy work?
I believe that the turning point was my inner transformation. But it wasn't just a single point of a single turning point that shifted everything for me. There were many. If I have to name the most defining moment, it would be sometime around 2014. I had been preparing for months a major event on personal branding, a beautifully orchestrated gathering with significant investment, a strong business concept, and a lot of public interest. Yet, when it was time for me to speak in the event, I couldn't. Not a single word about the core idea I believed in. I just was blocked. I managed somehow to smile. I thanked the guest, but nothing deeper could come out of me. It was as if something in me refuses to speak. And that silenced haunted me, part as a failure and part as a mystery, because I was asking myself, why couldn't I speak? Why? I've done so many things. Why I could not speak? And after days and days, during a morning coffee, an answer came very quietly from within. And it was something like, because you do not know yourself well enough to speak of authentic personal branding. And that was a moment, the moment that cracked something inside of me. And it marked the beginning of my journey inward into mindfulness, meditation, self-inquiry, and spiritual practice. And I realized that before we can help others craft a brand or whatever, first we have to feel and to become what we want to practice. So now, when I speak of brand, I no longer mean image. I mean inner presence. I mean alignment. I mean a soul that has something unique to say and something real, because it has been through the fire of silence, let's say.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Mel. That's true. When we are not authentic, when we are not speaking directly our mind and soul with other people, and especially when we are speaking about ourselves, it's not easy to fake.
Yes, it was something that I could not understand, because I was in front of those people and I could not say nothing. I was in blank, in I know in darkness more than blank. It was a darkness over me, and I couldn't understand. I felt so much pain and so much disillusion and desolation also. But afterward, I understood. And that moment, that was very difficult. And after this moment, in some month, I've lost everything. Everything went on the other side. But now I'm so grateful for that moment, for that particular moment, because it grows from within. And all that I am now, I am because of that moment of total black and total silence. So I'm very grateful.
Amazing, and I love to see your transformation and to speak about it. And based on your professional experience, Mel, and your inner transformation process, you often talk about bringing light into the heart of a business. What does it really mean to humanize branding, and why does it matter more now than ever?
I must admit that bringing light into the heart of business is a beautiful phrase. And for me, it means reestablishing the sacred bond between who we are and what we offer. To humanize branding is to remember that behind every product, behind every brand, behind every business, there is a human, and also a human story. And also a soul. And behind the soul, I believe and I know there is a divine pulse that just projects onto us. And when I speak of light, I speak of presence and clarity and truth. But above all, I believe I speak about acceptance and love. Because humanizing branding means no longer building a persona to sell something, but instead revealing our essence in a way that others can recognize and can relate to and can trust. And it's not about being perfect, because I know that already all that is perfect. It's more about being real and being whole in a conscious alignment with what we bring into this world. And yes, this has always been important. It's not a trend. I believe it's like a remembering. But in this moment, I know that the collective consciousness is mature enough and open enough and maybe even hungry enough to truly understand. Because people are no longer inspired by polish alone. They and we seek purpose. We long to feel and to connect and to believe. And the humanized brand becomes a living presence, not just a product. It becomes, for me, a mirror and a bridge, and in many ways, maybe a guide. So, When I say we bring light into business, I mean we bring soul back into system. And that I know that changes everything.
That's right, and your answer made me look back and remember the way you built Women Esteem International brand, and the way you highlighted my strengths when building the Anna Maria Georgescu's brand. Indeed, it's a proof, it's a living proof of your work and your message to the world and the importance of it, because it perceives that particular brand differently than the one commercial that we see repeating same patterns over and over again.
We need to feel, and that is the most important. We need to connect. And now we are very beautiful beings. I believe that the human in our time is like more beautified. But this is why we also need to beautify what is inside of us. And I don't know, be very real with what we are inside, not the mind, not the society, not the box in which we are. Also, my name is not my name. I didn't born with being Mel. Mel is my personal brand, and is very close with my birth given name. But it was important for me to become something how do you say? You know, when you name something, you automatically you shrink. Because you put it in a box. So if you call Monica like I am, you are supposed to behave like Monica, and you have some qualities like Monica, and you have a history and the programmation, and it's not about that. There is a moment when we need to break free, and we need to know who we are. And for me, Mel resonated on a deep level, on a deeper level, the name Mel. I don't know. I'm Mel, and I feel Mel, and I often say that I live Mel, because there is a certain, I don't know, perfume.
That's true, and this brings me to my next question. Now about branding as an outer message and an inner mirror. That's really powerful because you perceive brand like that, branding like that, right? So now my question is, how can entrepreneurs stop performing and start aligning who they are with how they show up?
Yeah, this is very important. I've made these steps, so I know what I'm talking about. To stop performing and start aligning, we should all do one first step. That is unlearning the idea that we have to become something in order to be valuable. I believe all are valuable because we are unique. So true branding doesn't start with the market. It starts with the mirror. We spend so much time perfecting the image, creating the messages, tweaking the strategy. But if the source behind it all is fragmented or fearful, the brand will carry that frequency no matter how polished it is. So what I've learned through years of meditation and conscious mentoring is this: people don't buy products or services. People respond to presence, to coherence, to inner truth, that truth that we can understand. So the shift begins not with how do I want to be seen, but with who I am when no one is looking. And from that raw, silent space, the real brand emerges, as a mask, but as a natural extension of self-knowledge. And the most powerful brands aren't created. They are revealed. And also they like to engage from time to time to revive something new and to reveal We must be willing to stay with ourselves long enough to remember who we truly are. That is important.
That's right. I totally agree with you. And you spoke about
Thank you.
presence. So
Yeah,
we'll go
very important.
further to authentic presence now, not curated kind, but the kind that's felt, right? How do you guide people to move beyond the polished image into something deeper and real?
Well, I have an answer. I don't know how many people will understand it, but it's very true to my person. Because authentic presence isn't something that we craft, is something more that we remember. And because I've walked this path of remembering, activating layer after layer of truth, of beauty, acceptance, and inner coherence with myself, I no longer need to teach presence because I discovered and I accepted and integrated that I am presence. And this is the essence of my work, if you want to say it, because when I sit with someone, I don't offer a strategy. I open a space, I offer a space, and this space reflects, sometimes gently, sometimes powerful, what is already held within them, within the people I'm working. Because in this space, something shifts, because I come with this presence, with the authenticity of what I know to be true for me, and it projects onto others, not because I tell them who they are, but because through resonance, they begin to feel it again or to feel it for the first time. And authentic presence is somehow contagious in the most sacred sense because it doesn't convince, it invites more, and it doesn't demand transformation. It's more like it reminds the soul of its original shape. And it's allowing the soul to shine the light. So I believe we move beyond the polished image, but not by rejection. We move by turning inward until the inner truth shines so clearly that no performance and mask is needed anymore. And again, it's very simple, but it's all from a point of resonance.
That's right. It's about resonance everywhere, right?
Yeah. We don't get into physical, quantum physics or mechanics, but all is the whole. So it's all interconnected.
That's right. Now, Mel, for someone who's never thought about their brand as a spiritual journey, right? Where is a simple place to start tapping into that inner clarity and turning it into real world impact?
I believe the simplest place to start and also is the most profound because we just have to turn inward to go within. Because the reality is that we all already know somewhere inside your being, your inner being knows who you are and what you are and why did you came here and why do you want to do things in life. So I recommend just to take a moment and sit with your business, your project, your career, but not in your head, in your heart, in your body, in your breath. And ask yourself, how does it feel? Does it make you feel light or heavy? Does it have energy or is drained or you are drained of energy? Does it feel open or is constricted? And that emotional map, that felt sense, is your first branding compass. Because if the work you do brings anxiety or resistance, it's not aligned with the center of your being. And misalignment always feels like friction. And the friction goes to fatigue. And fatigue is like a silent no-no. Only one when you begin to align your business, your brand with who you really are, when your soul, your inner being is the source, there is no heaviness, there is no pretending, and there is no burnout. Because from that place, from within, work, and I know that to be true because I work so much and I'm happy to do it. From that place, work becomes devotion, and creation becomes joy and becomes an act of playing. And not even you don't stop here. Your messages becomes a medicine for yourself and for the others. And also your brand becomes what it was always meant to be, an echo of your essence expressed into form, using the mind, the ego, the body, the whole of what makes you, makes us humans.
Beautiful answer. So clear. For me,
I
at
was
least.
hungry to say these things. I'm so happy to finally do it. I'm so happy.
And thank you for choosing us. So just.
You know, Diana, I have no other person that I trust more in speaking this kind of, or speaking on having this kind of discussions that are mixing profanity and the spiritual world and business. And you are the best person to do it. So I thank you very much for this space because this is your space. This is what you do. So about branding, this is your personal branding. Thank
Well, thank you for working with me in building. So it's a gift from the source or whomever for both of us.
Yes, it
So
is.
thank you for it. Now, last but not least, before closing our conversation today, do you have a message or a recommendation for our audience, both Romanian and international? What would be, in your view, an idea easy to integrate in our routine to transform our business perception and humanize our personal and/or professional brand?
Well, I do have a message. I have a lot of
Excellent.
messages, but under this question, the message is there comes a moment in every journey when we must realize that everything that we create, every thought, emotion, action, choice, is not just shaping our inner world, but is echoing, I love this word, echoing into the collective one. So this awareness changes everything because when you become truly conscious of the impact your business has socially, energetically, emotionally, spiritually, you begin to create differently. You no longer move in time, you move through time because you do it with intention, with vision, and you do it with soul. So you are engaged with the divine force, and this is it. So you stop building from fear and from urgency and from personal needs and gains. And you start offering from a place of generosity, alignment, and truth. You start asking, how does my work makes the world feel? What energy does it leave behind? Does it uplift, beautify, serve? This is very important questions. So my recommendation is simple, but is transformative if you are willing to do it. I'm calling the practice the mirrored awareness. That it means once a week, or even better, once a day at the beginning of the business hours, step outside your business space or outside your brand space and look at it as if you were the world watching it. not just the customers, but the earth, the future, the soul of humanity, the human consciousness. What would you change if you saw through those eyes? This simple shift and acknowledge is the beginning of a whole new way of creating, because I believe it to be the way of the future, and also is the way back to ourselves. That is the most important job we have here on Earth, with brand or no brand.
I love your answer. You know, with this last sentence, you remembered me about a quote from the movie Gladiator that was saying that the famous one, what we do in life echoes in eternity. Doesn't matter if it's a business or a
Yes.
personal thing. So it's, I think it's reflecting what you've said. It's reflecting this perfectly, because sometimes we think that we build a business to make money and that's it. But in the end, it's not only about money, it's about a mission, if you want to call it a mission.
Yes.
Or if not, it's something that it's not created outside of our persona. It's created from within, will reflect what's inside, and then will have a powerful impact
Yes.
over the world. And later on, in eternity, because nothing we do here, it's lost forever after that moment passed.
Nothing is lost. Nothing.
Exactly.
This
And
is a great moment for humanity to understand that the science say that all is energy. We know vibration, energy. But truly, when you put your mind to it and you level your conscious to this level, to this knowledge, you see how energy works. You see that everything that you do, everything that you think, everything that you feel influence in your body, in your mind, but also the people around you. And it's important for us to go to the positive side of life. And maybe it's time for us to put light where things feel like not positive, because I believe that everything is beautiful and everything is right and everything is perfect as the way it is. There is a time and a moment and a, I don't know, a the dive, how do you say it? A divine harmony that we just have to believe there is so that we can see it.
That's right. Amazing. What a beautiful soul-stirring conversation, Mel. Thank you so
I'm happy.
much for sharing your journey and your transformation path with the world.
Thank you very much, Diana. I appreciate very much everything that you do, and I appreciate what you do with this podcast. We need information, because information is power, is inner power, not e-power. This is very important where you put the information, because you receive information, then you can practice, so you can integrate the information. And this is very important. So thank you, thank you, thank you for being one of many who are holding up the world to create a future that already is.
Thank you for being here, Mel, and thank you for contributing to this space.
I'm doing my play. I'm very happy to do it now that I understood something. My personal brand is still evolving. This is beautiful, because you never stop. And when you believe that you received the maximum and you stop, it's a mistake. So we must embrace evolution. It's the most beautiful thing we can do here on Earth, on this dense existence, because it's a beautiful play of life.
That's right. So thank you, Mel.
Thank you.
And to our audience, Mel reminded us today that branding isn't just about positioning. It's about presence. It's about having the courage to align our outer message with our inner truth, so to lead not just with strategy, but with heart. If there is one thing I hope you take away from this episode, it's that your light, your self-awareness is your greatest asset in business and in life. Start small, stay honest, and don't be afraid to show up as your full self. To our Romanian and international listeners, Mel leaves us with a powerful reminder today. We all have the power to transform the way we do business by staying human, connected, and aware. So, if you're curious about our project or ready to connect with a like-hearted community, just click the links below. We'd love to hear from you. You'll also find Mel there, part of our business mentoring program, ready to support you on your journey. Whether you're growing your brand or starting fresh, you don't have to do it alone. I'm telling you, I didn't either. She didn't either. So if you found value in today's episode, don't forget to share it with a colleague or a friend who needs to hear it too. And make sure you subscribe to our channel by clicking the subscribe button below. Thank you for tuning in. And until next time, stay inspired, stay aligned, and keep building the brand only you can create. Thank you. Thank you, Matt.